Hey people, what's good? What's going on? It's your boy Insight. This is my first podcast on Anchor. Check out the Anchor app. I think this is really cool. If podcasting is something you want to get into, then you got an avenue right here, baby, and it's free. So you should really check it out. Got something on my mind. I just checked out Dr. Umar Johnson. Someone posted the court case, a segment of it, and somebody also posted a post-hearing statement that the brother made, and it looks like the brother is going to be exonerated. I don't know if he was actually charged with anything, or if I'm using the correct term, but it really seemed bogus. They actually brought up as evidence against this man Breakfast Club clips. Breakfast Club clips, man. They brought up Breakfast Club clips and a screenshot from Umar's webpage, and I think it's an old webpage, and that was kind of wild to me. You know, it seemed insanely frivolous, but that's what it is. But that's not what I want to speak about. I mean, congratulations to Dr. Umar, because I'm a supporter. But what I really want to speak up is something that I think we meaning Africans in America, we might actually have this problem globally, but I'm going to speak to my people here. We get so caught up in individuals that we can't get anything done. We are so enamored with this thought of the perfect black leader that we just can't get shit done. I'm going to repeat something to you my mama said to me, and you've probably heard it before yourself. When it comes to teachers, it's best to stay in the classroom, because if you get to looking around in the living room, the bathroom, the bedroom, you're going to be disappointed. Not you may be disappointed, you're going to be disappointed, because you're going to find out that they're human beings, that they're people. Now, in the case of Dr. Umar, this brother is building a school to help our children. This man, excuse me, I don't know if I just used a ill term, but this brother is actually building a school to teach our children. I mean, does it get more dope than that? Does it get more honorable than that? I mean, first of all, as far as his work, I have a special needs child, a son, a black boy who is in the school system here in California, and I'm just always worried to death. And when I finally got hit the Dr. Umar a few years back, the brother gave me such good information that I think, you know, now at this point it set me on the path to where I can do something that's actually, you know, going to be beneficial. But yeah, man, we get so caught up in wanting people to be perfect. You know, we got mad because, you know, a story came out that the brother met a woman, regardless of her background, a single man met a woman and hooked up. And, you know, it was like, it was on, shutting down, shut down Dr. Umar. It's crazy, you know, and we yelling that, oh, you know, he's raised all this money. Well, where's his school? Where's this school? We just refuse to show any compassion for us. Give the brother time. He's doing something that's unprecedented. So give the brother time. I'm sure there's so many you can't count, so many corporations, businesses, services, government programs who gave you a date for something, and when that date came and it wasn't done, you had all the patience in the world. You had all the patience in the world. You wait till the limited shoe come back, or you know that they have back orders. You wait. You know you have all the patience in the world, but because it's a brother who's trying to do something for us, but because it's a black man trying to do something, we just have no patience. Because he didn't, you know, meet a certain date, we just, you know, he must be robbing us, he must be stealing from us, you know. We just can't even fathom one of us doing something for us, not for the purposes of robbing us. It's like we yell, you know, we need black people to do this, and we need a black man to build a school, and we need our own school, we need that. Then as soon as a black man comes along and does it, he gotta be a thief. He gotta be a coon, he gotta be a sellout, he gotta be, you know. We just seem to refuse to use a basic strategy, and that's by any means necessary. get over being caught up on if people are perfect, and let's start getting caught up on, can they get the job done? You know, when you think about Donald Trump, when you just like peel the onion, when you pull the veil back, what I saw happening was white people kept it to themselves, first of all, didn't put their business out there. But when it came down to who to choose, to who to vote for, they picked the person who they thought could get the job done. Their money was funny. Their pockets was hurting. The recession hit. They feeling pressure. They feel, you know, fear is being pumped about terrorism. And they put in place who they thought could get the job done. They don't like him. They know he's an idiot. They know he's racist. They know he's this and that. They don't care. They needed their money to be straightened out, and they wanted somebody who was going to stand up, because this country fears, to me, it fears retribution for all the shit that is done around the world. So they put in place who they thought could get the job done. To me, that's like, to me, when Malcolm said by any means necessary, it has such a broader meaning to me. You know, it wasn't just, you know, pick up a gun and fight. You know, when that's necessary, that's necessary. But it also, to me, it just meant by any means necessary. Do what you have to do, you know. So people say Dr. Umar is arrogant. You know, he's full of himself. He, whatever Frederick Douglass is, that ain't real. I really don't care. The brother obviously knows what he's talking about. He's lettered. He's educated. He's been vetted. He's went through all the protocols to do what he does. He's certified. He's, you know, licensed. He has degrees. And he wants to do something for us. The man wants to build a school for black children, for black boys. I have two sons. Come on now. When are we going to get over the talk and start being about the action? Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know, I'm about it. All the, oh God, I don't want to use that term. All the BS, you know, that we say that we want for our group. Yet, at this point, we seem to be the most counterproductive when it comes to lifting us up. Dr. Umar Johnson is a brilliant brother. He's a strong brother, unapologetically African. Stands up and speaks for us. And a man is trying to build a school. And I really think that we played a big part in bringing this brother down simply because we've been conditioned to not trust each other. Just couldn't give him some time. For me personally, I don't care how long it takes, as long as he gets it done. You know, he shows you his progress. He shows you what he's doing. You know, what more do you need? You know, we have to, we have to be a little bolder, not pseudo bold, not all this yelling out in public, you know, to make people think things. We have to be about things, and it's time for us to just do what needs to be done by any means. Support brothers like Umar Johnson, you know, supporting, and get over expecting people. Get over it. Get over expecting our scholars, you know, our leaders to be perfect. Can they get the job done? I believe when it comes to education, Dr. Umar can get the job done. I believe when it comes to economics, Dr. Claude Anderson can get the job done. I believe that when it comes down to, say, health, we had people like, you know, Dick Gregory and Dr. Sebi, who left a wealth of information that can get the job done. You know, we just gotta get over expecting these people to be perfect. So that's my message for today. Again, this is my first podcast. I'm your brother Insight, and I hope you'll be coming to check me out here on Anchor. You can check out my website, blackpower247.com. And if you're in the music, you can check us out at tiltedbrim.life. I'm gonna be doing a lot more of these. I like the format. I think it's cool. To my people, you know, unity, peace to everyone. And stay tuned, man. Stay tuned for more. I got a lot for you. Enjoy your day. Remember, instead of dreaming of living, live your dream. Peace.